Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Rooker. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Fanzone reaches second base with a double. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Fanzone scores. Morales moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald takes first base on ball four. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Parker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Cubs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Sanguilan and he is out, Mendoza applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stennett for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fanzone hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hooten, and towards Fanzone, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Tyrone now playing right field. Jerry Morales now playing center field. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Oliver steals second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Stargell strikes out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fanzone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stennett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Harris picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Harris. Sanguilan moves to second. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Mendoza bunts towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rooker hits a line drive into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mitterwald for a passed ball. Sanguilan moves to third. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 2 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Hebner moves to second. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a pop-up towards third. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales throws the ball into Harris, who tags Kirkpatrick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hebner scores. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Tavares now playing shortstop. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fanzone hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-2 in the game. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-3 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houghton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Houghton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Houghton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houghton is 0 for 3 in the game. Houghton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Doc Ellis pinch runs for Willie Stargell. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Ellis for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Zisk now playing left field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyrone bunts towards first. Oliver fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan bunts towards third. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stennett. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Jim Rooker. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-4 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-4 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive towards third. Fanzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. One out. Dave LaRoche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Tyrone takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Tyrone moves to second. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fanzone hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hebner bunts towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. Zisk moves to second. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan is walked intentionally. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing shortstop. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morales for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thornton for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Kurt Bebacqua pinch hits for Ramon Hernandez. Kurt Bebacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebacqua strikes out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kleins hits a line drive into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 5 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Giesen now pitching. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gonzalo Marquez pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 5 for 6 in the game, with 5 singles. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Bonham now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hebner bunts towards third. Fanzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Fanzone. Zisk moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mitterwald for a passed ball. Zisk moves to third. Hebner moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stennett is walked intentionally. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zisk scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.